And so I can only think the label of this video, what the fuck? Because this is just my little, like, you know, my little hobby to do when I'm sitting around chilling. So I don't know if anybody's seen this shit, but the Pussycat Dolls went and did a performance, right? Now, for a few people who do watch my videos, the Pussycat Dolls, if you didn't already know who the Pussycat Dolls were, the Pussycat Dolls were this girl group from like the mid 2000s, right? And like they were never even like the top group. Like the Pussycat Dolls were always like, let's say like when Prince was out, the Pussycat Dolls were like the guys beneath Lenny Kravitz. Like they were never even very popular. Like they were always like some second rate. Okay. If you guys even know, this is going back further. They were like 98 Degrees when Backstreet Boys and NSYNC was out. They was like 98 Degrees. Like nobody really liked these motherfuckers. They just kind of always just kind of end up being there. You see what I'm saying? But nobody really like nobody ever bought these CDs. I never knew any female who bought a 98 Degrees CD ever, or had a poster of them or nothing. But some kind of way, these motherfuckers always popped up. Like, I don't know how it happened. And the Pussycat Dolls, they were pretty much about the same thing. Like, what got the Pussycat Dolls over was that Buttons video. That's what, because that was like incredibly sexy at the time. Buttons was what got, was that's the only reason why I knew who they were after that. They had success with that Don'tcha song because they were just whores. That's all they were. They were just softcore prostitutes who could kind of sing. Now the funny part is, you know, this was like 2000. So like they were like 20 back then. This bitch, it's 2019. And these whores is still trying to go on stage and dance and shit like they're 20. Like, man, like when I seen that, I just went, oh, like my insides just went, oh, no. Just because they old and they're still like, and I even Googled how old they actually were. I think the leader, she's like 41. There's a member in there, she's 45. And the other's like 37. Hey, man, these bitches is old as fuck trying to prance around in high heels and you know what I'm saying? Like, man, no. See, the wall, this is something that women don't understand with the wall. See, the wall is not only your physical appearance. See, and this is where dumb bitches just don't understand, which a lot of them are just dumb bitches. They don't understand. See, a lot of dumb bitches think, well, as long as I just stay skinny, that I don't hit the wall. Like, no, bro. No, it's more, the wall is more than that. You see, the wall is okay, in real life of like, when you're not just objectifying women from a picture. See, the wall is much more than that. The wall is, okay, in relation, okay, if you're 45, you still working at McDonald's, like you hit a wall. And okay, you working at McDonald's and you never went out and achieved anything better than that. And you've always just worked at McDonald's at 45. I don't care how good you look. You see, that person hit a wall. You see, it's a combination of multiple things. Now, when we're just objectifying women by only looking at their bodies, well, then yeah, it's they got fat. But there's other dynamics that go into hitting a wall. And the Pussycat Dolls, they didn't hit the wall. If I don't care what they look like. If you still, okay, at 40, if you still think it's a good idea to seriously go on stage and do this, like, I mean, like, seriously do this. And the funny part is I ran to some kind of way. I stumbled on Nicole. The lead singer, her name is Nicole Scherzinger. I stumbled on her performing, like, Don'tcha and all this shit live at some event. There was like a high class event and everybody in the crowd was just looking at her like, ooh. Like, because they know the bitch is 40 years old. Talk about, don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me? Like, no, bitch, get the fuck out of here. It's your old ass. Go somewhere and age gracefully. You see what I'm saying? I would respect her more had she'd have gone off and just been a librarian, you know, and just did her thing and just became a librarian or became an accountant, or has she just gone off and done something else? You see, like, you not this 20-year-old sex pot, sex symbol anymore. I mean, you can, as long as you didn't, I mean, like, the girls in the group, they didn't get fat. But, like, it's not like for people who know the time span, like, they, you could do the math on it like that. These bitches like 40. These bitches should be having kids out there singing these songs now. And they still, don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me? Like, these, like, but what she should be saying is, don't you wish my daughter was hot like me? Like it's unbelievable. You see, and this is the thing, see, dang bad bitches that don't grow mentally, like, they don't see it. They think it's all, oh yeah, girl, go ahead, do you, girl, go, girl. Like, no. They don't see, because see, I can tell you exactly what every one of them girls think. They think, oh well, as long as I just stay skinny and put on some makeup and put some long hair on, I still got it. Which, hey, I mean, and see, this goes back to a previous video. See, this is the other confusion that women get. And see, and it's a very sad realization when they get there, is, okay, especially with modern feminism, it's pumping in the women's head that they are 100% equal to men and that they can do everything that a man can with every scenario, and they can't. And this is a perfect example. Okay, take Nicole Scherzinger. Okay, for instance, let's say a man, right? A man, he can go out there and get millions and have a nice car, nice mansions, nice blah, blah, blah. This man can always be appealing to any woman younger than him, pretty much any woman. Any woman is going to be, he'll be appealing to some group of women in every demographic. They're like, oh yeah, he might be worth it. Like, because like I said, and I got this from another guy, women love value and men value love. Women love value. It's not about you. It's about your value, you see. Now, a man, like I said, a man go out there, he can work on himself and just become a better man, and he will appeal to women. Now, women, on the other hand, see, for the core of what women are wanted for, you see, Oprah Winfrey, she can't go out there and get no 25-year-old man. You see, she probably don't even want a 25-year-old man. Because, like I said, previous videos, women always want someone a little bit better than them. Like Patrice O'Neal said, women don't want to be the winner. They want to be with the winner, you see, because when they're with the winner, it validates them even more. Because now it's like, oh, well, this winner wanted me, so now I'm validated because now a man of value wants me. You see what I'm saying? See, that's what happens to a woman's brain. And see, women like Nicole Scherzinger, see, like, they slowly figure it out that it becomes very lonely for them. It becomes very lonely, especially, and see where she fucked up is, like most whores, like most softcore porn whores like her, she focused on her career, she built her money up, she thought she was too good for certain guys, and she's going to end up like that Sex and the City woman who's 60 years old and says, yeah, I focused on my career and now I'm truly alone because she don't got no kids. See, for a woman, see, once a woman's time, once that clock is up, she ain't got nothing else, all right? So it don't matter how many millions she gets, how many cars she gets, how many, you know, how many contracts, how many, you know, how many bedroom mansions she gets. That woman is always going to be fucked up until the day she dies, because at the end of the day, none of that's going to matter because she never actually had children. You see what I'm saying? That's the reality for women like her. That's the sad, sad, sad reality. Because I know where she came from. She went to school, like, literally about 20 miles away from where I went. And I actually went to the better school than her. She went to Wright State University, and I went to University of Dayton. So for anybody who knows those areas, they know, oh yeah, University of Dayton was where like the cream of the crop went, and like Wright State was where like you know, it was like the okay school. But I mean, let's just face the reality. She definitely did better than me in life. I fully admit that. But like, I know where she came from. So back to this point, where she came from, I think she ran around Kentucky for a bit or something like that too. Like she was popular in Ohio, which is not saying much. But see this is dumb bitches. Like now what happened was she was relatively the Ferrari in a car lot full of Honda Civics. You see, so of course, I'm not gonna blame her. She still tried and shot her shot and it worked out. But see, the reality of it was, and this is the part that women don't understand. When you're a Ferrari, yeah, when you're in this group full of Honda Civics, you're gonna be treated better because you're the Ferrari, you see. But see, what they don't understand is when you're a Ferrari and you get moved from that Honda Civic lot to that lot with McLarens and Ferraris, nobody gives a fuck about you in this world. You see, nobody's trying to buy you. They'll rent you. You see what I'm saying? They'll loan you out. But nobody's trying to fucking like buy this shit because they can always get a younger, better Ferrari, a younger, newer model. You see, had she stayed in Ohio, I guarantee she had his. See, I guarantee you she would have felt more complete if she had stayed in Ohio. I totally promise you that. Because like I said, because now she's a Ferrari in a league full of Ferraris that get refreshed every year. So it's like, why should a man pay you any attention? Because this quality man can just go and just trade you in and go get the newer Ferrari next year. So it's like, so these women, they lose all their value in these worlds. And then they end up fucked up, 45, talking about, don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me? That's how they end up like that. You see, with these types of women, like it's sad, man. It's really sad and pathetic. It's just like that shit is just ultimately pathetic to watch. It's just sad. It watching a woman's life cycle, especially one when she thinks that she's worth a lot. Okay, when she gets pretentious with it. See, like, that is the saddest, like, because they inevitably lose this every time. Very rare. Either they lose it or they die while they're on top. They die when they're, like, you know, 30, 35. And it's coming to an end. It's like that Batman. It's like that Batman saying, either you die a hero or you live long enough to watch yourself become the villain. And that's generally a woman's life. Like they can't keep it. See, men can die on top. Men can just keep bettering themselves. And then they're still wanted. We are still wanted for the core reason of providing safety and resources, where women are wanted primarily for their youth and beauty. And this is why after 30, they go through that whole phase of, I'm being ignored. Nobody wants me around anymore. I'll just stop dating. And it just gets sad. Like it really is sad. Because women go through, okay, a man's life, the first 30 years are pretty much useless. We're not wanted. Nobody wants us. Nobody genuinely asks where we are. Nobody turns their head for us when we walk in a room before 30. And after 30, it starts to happen. And women, it's the complete opposite. When they're born, everybody looks at them when they're in a room. They want to, you know, blah, blah, they want them, blah, blah. And after 30, they start getting ignored and, you know, passed by, you know, by the men they want. It's just a ridiculous cycle. I mean, yeah, that Nicole Scherzinger shit, that Pussycat Dolls, like, that is just, see, and the more deeper fucked up it is, see, because like I said, a lot of women are just dumb as fuck. Most women pretty much just parade through life completely lost until they figure out men want to fuck them and then do whatever they take to get fucked by men and then, you know, possibly have kids or something. But most of the time, women, they walk through life completely lost, taking the lead of what either society or men tell them. So the Pussycat Dolls did. See, other women will be jealous of the Pussycat Dolls because other women don't understand the wall. You see, other women will be like, oh, I'm so jealous. I need to go on a diet so I can look like Nicole and blah, 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 blah. Like, see, other women will still kind of validate them in this because they're still skinny. Because they're still skinny and they and their skin doesn't look terrible yet. So other women, they'll be jealous and validate them because, see, other women think that that's what men want. And men do want that, but they don't want that out of a 40-year-old grown-ass woman to be walking around pretty much being a stripper on stage. That's fucking disgusting, okay? Get the fuck off the stage, Pussycat Dolls. It's over. You need to fucking just sit down with some dressed well. And when I say well, don't this slutty stuff is over. Okay, it's open. I hope this goes viral because somebody needs to give them a wake up call for real. All right. It don't matter where, I don't care if it's from the homeless dude on the street or it's from somebody who works in the mall or it's from CEO of Microsoft. Somebody needs to let these hoes know what it is. Okay. That the sexy, the time for you being extraordinarily sexy on stage, prancing around like a 22-year-old stripper hooked on coke. It, those years are over. The more you do this, the more you're going to just embarrass yourself to any man who knows what he's looking at. Like I said, I caught the Nicole Scherzinger performance. She had like a white dress on at this like legit. It looked like a gangster event. This is a white dress on. She up there singing, "Don't you wish your girlfriend was like me?" Trying to be sexy, bitch. You 40. Every man out there was looking at her like. Freeman, and it's just gonna get worse. Stop doing this shit. Stop. I would rather the girl go off and just be a music teacher. That would be more respectful. That would be more aging with class to me. You see, that would be more aging with class and aging with, you know, aging with grace. You see, because this is just pathetic up there, just being a stripper at 40. Pretty, but that's essentially what it was. She was reliving her old stripper days. But and the only reason she even got up there was because of how good of a stripper she was before. She's pretty much like a Stormy Daniels type of thing, like reliving old. But the only difference is Stormy Daniels is like known the fuck for money, so she gets a pass for it. Where Nicole Scherzinger, she's just one of these softcore porn actresses that. It's just pathetic now because she doesn't even fuck for money. She just wants to stand there for money. So it's even worse. Like, just stop. Just, bruh. It's over. Yeah, so from Prague, this is Quindopolis, bruh. All right, man, I'm flabbergasted. Like, and I'm rambling on. Think about this. Like, she had to have sat down. Okay, think about where she must be mentally, where she thought it would be a good idea to dress like that on stage, knowing she's 40 years old. It don't matter what she looks like, you're 40. The character, you see, it's not that you look good or bad at 40, it's the fact that you're 40 and you're still doing this. You see, this is like women, they don't understand these little intricacies. It's not like because your belly's hanging over your pants, which I seen a lot of y'all trying to hide that little gut by pulling them underwear up a little higher. I caught that. Because you see, when they was 20, it was down, barely covering their pubic hairs and shit. Now it's like up covering their belly button, trying to hide that little pouch that's forming. But they still look, you know, conventionally, they still look good. But you 40, bro. Like, Where would a woman's mind be at to seriously think, just, I mean, regardless of what she looks like, at 40 to go up there and do this? Very few women, and I mean very few, can get away with it. And like, okay, for instance, like Shakira. But Shakira's, see the thing, I think what else made it awkward to me is this. See, the Pussycat Dolls, see, them some of basic American hoes. So basic American hoes are like, if they're just skinny and have a little bit of makeup on, they're going to be pretentious as fuck. And that's also what ruins it too. Because women like Shakira, she can still go up there and do it. And I still watch that shit. Shakira can keep doing, because she's not pretentious behind it. It's not this, well, She's not, you know, Shakira, she just her, she just laughing, smiling, and just doing it. So, like, I could watch Shakira. Shakira, as far as I'm just concerned, Shakira can do it to probably, she's probably about 55, 60, and still get respect for it. Because she's not, it's not that pretentious, pretentious undertone in it. Like, with this Pussycat Dolls, like, see, they still think they the baddest thing on the planet. And they not bad looking. But they 40. And none of it is just colliding right. None of it is just coming together. Man. It's just sad. So maybe they need to take notes from Shakira. Because I still like Shakira. I still watch Shakira from time to time on YouTube. Just go on her channel and just watch it. And she still got some good songs that's coming out, in my opinion. They still and you know, Shakira probably got more views than all than every Pussycat Doll got put together alone. Because that's another thing Americans we don't really see is like how big media is outside of North America and you know and music stars outside of North America. Like a lot of our stars really aren't that popular for real. Like as far as they've been being about popular in the U.S. Like when you look on YouTube and how many people is watching like all these foreign artists, French artists. Spanish artists, they killing our artists. Like Lady Gaga or Bieber, they'll have like 300 million views. Shakira got that on half her shit. But I don't know. Back to the original topic. I hope this goes viral because fucking that Pussycat Doll shit was fucking embarrassing. Like somebody needs to tell him and let him know. Because what's gonna happen is I know that world. In that art world, as long as people are cheering them on, then everybody's supposed to fake happy and yeah. But see, nobody's gonna tell them the truth, man. And it's gonna have to come in like a sad, sad way. what's gonna happen is somebody like Eminem. Like remember how I don't know if y'all remember when Eminem when he was younger, he was making fun of bitches like that back then. and it's gonna have to take one of them to come out who just doesn't give a fuck. And just blast them for fucking and make fun of them. Like I remember Eminem had a song. He went, "I got jelly like Beyonce's pot belly," and she toned that shit up real quick. And then that shit came out because everybody knew it. Because Eminem was like the shit for a while. So when he had that underground song. "I got jelly like Beyonce's pot belly," because Beyonce was getting a little big in that. "I don't think you're ready for this jelly," all that shit. But yeah, he ripped her ass. Yeah, she toned that shit. At the time, she toned it back up real quick. And you ain't see that pot belly no more because it was coming. Beyonce was about, back then, Beyonce was about a double cheeseburger away from being fat. And she barely held it together. Barely. But she did. And hey, I'm proud of Beyonce. And Jay-Z for real. Not to say like I'm better than them, but as a human, like I'm proud of what they did, for real. I really am, because for multiple reasons. But yeah, that's it, man.